Hey, what's up? It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. We're going to talk all-age comic books. There's a new one, including It's All But the Summer of Spidey. And there are two cool new Spidey books that your kids are really going to love, especially for, you know, summer beach vacation time. They're going to dig it. There's a great graphic novel out called The Adventures of John Blake. That is great for ages 10 and up. Maybe even younger, and it's from a brand name that we all know. Plus, we've got an interview coming up soon that we're going to talk with some very heroic cats. That's coming up on the podcast. There is no music in the background this week, so if you hear any, you've got tinnitus, go see your ear doctor or your hearing doctor. Whichever one you want. However, you may hear some cool toucans, some tropical birds, and rain. Who knows where I am, but it's somewhere wet and very fun. I can assure you that. It's also New Comic Book Day! Yeah, that's awesome! Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day. If you say to yourself, where is your closest comic book store, you have no idea. Even when you're on vacation, you can find it. There's one 5 miles away from us. It's crazy. Just go to Comic Book Store Locator, and you'll find the closest comic book store to you. And it's a fun way to also kind of dig into some new local stuff, because your local comic book store may not have some comic books. Like, say you go to, I don't know, vacation somewhere, boom, you go to a different comic book store, you're going to find things that are different and new because they may have local artists or just things that are different. So check it out. Just Google comic book store locator and you will be massively entertained. I guarantee you that. So what's new this week? Spidey! Ah! Spidey's coming to the cinemas really soon. And it's... We have hope for this movie. We really do. We haven't, kind of truth disclosure, we, as personally, have not seen the past two Spider-Man movies just because they looked horrible. And even though we love movies, we love superhero movies, however, some of them just look really, really bad. Good example of this is the latest Pirates of the Caribbean. I couldn't get jazzed to see it. Plus, when you toss in the length of the movie, which is 2.5 hours... Man, I've got, you know, it's not that my time is golden or precious or worth $1 million, but I don't want to spend $2.50 watching the same movie that I saw last time, just with a slightly younger cast, except for Jack Sparrow. Go figure. I say all that to premise and back up that the new Spider-Man looks really good, and the feedback that I've heard looks really phenomenal. So this is a good week to jump into Spidey, and you can do that with Marvel Comics Digest, number one Amazing Spider-Man. Now, this is fun because it's from Archie Comics. The Digest word kind of gave it away there. These are the square books that you'll find at checkout centers for bookstores and a lot of grocery stores. What's different, though, is that it's not Archie. It's from Archie Comics, yeah, but they bring in some of the Marvel characters, and this is really fun because it's Amazing Spider-Man, and it's Spidey. It's some classic stories, and it's the first time they're in this format. And you collectors out there, ding ding, this will never be reprinted. So if you are on a quest to have all things Spidey, this is your chance to get one more thing. And this is by no means a comic book. However, there is a Spider-Man Connect the Dot out there. It's a 1,000 dot challenge, Connect the Dot. That is really fabulous, and I didn't think that our 7-year-old would like it. He loved it. And it's funny because when he was 7 years old and 2 months, he tried to do one, a different 1,000 dot Connect the Dot challenge, and he couldn't do it. He could do it, but it was really sloppy and ugly. I love you, son, but it was ugly and sloppy. However, a couple of weeks ago, he tried the Spider-Man 1,000 dot Connect the Dot, and he blew it away, and I could tell each one, oh my god, that's Venom! Ah! So if you have an 8-year-old or a 7-year-old who's really kind of good with it and artsy, or a 7.5-year-old, and they like crafts, check out that 1,000 dot to dot also. I say that kind of as an aside, because it is really great. Another Spider-Man book that comes out this week is from DK Publishing. Now, these are the guys that they have their mark on educational kind of encyclopedia-type books. Really great presentation. DK Publishing presents Amazing Book of Spider-Man. Actually, we'll brand it correctly, Marvel Spider-Man. And this is really beautiful stuff because if you have a child who loves Spider-Man, this is soup to nuts, all villains, all kind of sub and side heroes or anti-heroes in the web-slinger's world. It's got some pull-out posters featuring Spider-Man. It's going to be great for children 5 and up. So it really is a beginner's guide to Spider-Man, but it's got enough knowledge in there that any age is really going to get into it. So DK Publishing, if you're listening, hit me up in the cell, yo. I'd love to see this. I'm kidding. You can also find us on Twitter, though, if that's more your scene and you want to contact us that way. It's at Daddy Mojo. Or email, Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. Now, another superhero book that really has us smiling this week because, you know, crossovers and what publishing companies do to try to entice new readers into various universes sometimes get silly, and sometimes you just sign off on it because it's so silly it can't possibly work. Like when the Punisher goes to Riverdale to visit Archie, and the Predator did the same thing. Archie's great at that mishmash. The Ramones did it. This miniseries from 2000 really slipped past me, and it's being reprinted this week. It's DC Looney Tunes 100-page spectacular, number one. Now, back in 2000, this was a 4-issue miniseries that featured Superman and Bugs Bunny. I know, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? But in a way, it's very logical. What happens is Mr. Mixelplix, he was always my kind of favorite Spidey, my favorite Superman villain when I was a kid, because I never knew what he did. He was just small and mischievous, but he could turn the world on its head. In this miniseries, Mr. Mixelplix, it's also a bit of a tongue twister, he manages to find a way to combine the universes of Bugs Bunny and Superman, and he brings Bugs Bunny's universe into Superman's world. And what happens is all the Bugs Bunny characters start to interact with some of the DC Universe characters. It's wascally, it's fun, and it's going to be great for all ages. And check out this price point. It's only $7.99. And for a 4-issue miniseries, that is a pretty good deal for a graphic novel. So check that out if you're into a bit of the absurd graphic novels. That's going to be great for all ages, or even those older readers that may just like your Bugs Bunny and your DC Universe, slightly with a bit of a tongue-in-cheek. Another thing that you guys may want to consider, since it's summer and maybe you're doing family road trips or whatever, or it's just a rainy day or it's a sunny day, or you want something fun to do, check out Captain Underpants. Have I mentioned this movie? Great movie, because we were not expecting much from the movie. Our children loved the books. They were fanatical over them. So I wasn't really expecting much, especially given Wimpy Kid and how lame that was. However, Captain Underpants, the movie, is phenomenal. It really is great. And it manages to get the books up to speed, up to Captain Underpants' superpower, tra-la-la, very quickly, very earnestly, and still be wickedly entertaining. I have never seen our 7-year-old laugh as hard as he did the first 30 minutes of this film. It was amazing. It was actually distracting. The woman next to him just kept looking at him and kind of was in awe. I was like, you are laughing so hysterically, whereas my child is not laughing as much. But to be fair, her child was older. I think her child was about 10 or 11. So if you're down with potty humor and you want a really funny movie for kids who are going to be 5 to 10, they're going to find it hilarious. How are you, even older kids, 10 and up, they're going to find great humor in it and like it. But your sweet spot for Captain Underpants, the movie, is going to be 5 to 10. However, you parents, jump in with both feet, because this is a great movie. It really is. Other funny things. This one, The Simpsons. I like this comic book and Simpsons comics, Colossal Compendium. Tongue twister. This is a trade paperback volume 5. This does not have complete reprinted issues. This has complete stories from previous issues. But this is a thick, thick graphic novel that costs just under $18. But if you've ever seen any of the Bongo comics, they do a really great job of bang for the book type stuff. And if you like Simpsons, or if your child wants something new and different and funny, check this out. We went to the store the other day, and we saw Simpsons. We saw some of their earlier episodes on DVD. And it was only $2. So, and they had like 5 seasons there. So it was great to check out some of that. And we picked up a couple and we took some home. And the kids had never seen a full, complete episode of The Simpsons. And they laughed a little bit. They didn't laugh as much as I wanted them to, but I laughed a lot, and they liked watching me laugh. So anyway, that's an aside. Simpsons, timeless classic, and this graphic novel is one that will, it'll, wow. It will make many ages laugh. I'll say ages 6 and up, but ages 8 to 9, that's your sweet spot for this, unless you really love it, like me. That's The Simpsons, out this week. Also out this week is this monthly comic book that rarely disappoints. It's Adventure Time, number 65, and if you've seen the show on Cartoon Network, you know the drill on this one. It's consistently funny, it's very sublime, and kids 10 and up think it's hilarious. However, the content is great for even ages younger, because there's nothing inappropriate. It may just be so weird that they don't get it. That's what it is. Adventure Time 65. In this issue, they have the Best Princess Ever contest. Oh, yeah. A great, great series. It really is. You can pick it up any month, and they usually don't have a story arc. Sometimes they'll have story arcs in different miniseries, but the monthly series for Adventure Time is always one of your go-to comics if you're just looking for something fun and simple and just really enjoyable to read for an all-ages comic book. And if you like Adventure Time and miss regular show, happy news. There's going to be a mini-series in the near future with Adventure Time and regular show in the same mini-series. All the characters in the same story, and who can only imagine how that happens and how the artwork will blend together. It's going to be beautiful stuff, though. That comes out later this year. It's Adventure Time regular show miniseries, but this week Adventure Time 65 is out, and it is only $3.99. And it's a good value from Boom Studios. Really is. One of the all-ages comics that we really have grown to enjoy more and more is this one. We talked about it last month, but I wanted to mention it again because it's great, and we have an interview with the creator coming up next week we do. It's called Hero Cats. Hero Cats Sky World, number 17. This is the second issue in a new story arc from Hero Cats. And we had a chance to speak with Pyle Putkammer and just talk to him about how he came about the inspiration for Hero Cats, what young creators and artists could do who want to be in the comic book industry, and kind of a bit about entrepreneurship, because he also has two comic book stores that are an aside from Hero Cats. And it's neat because Kyle is also very passionate about getting young kids to read, and not just to read comic books, just to read anything. We talked about that. We're going to edit that and get that up on the podcast, as well as a review of Hero Cats, number 17, out early next week. So listen for it, please. Now, for the budget-minded people, this one is for you. It's also a great all-ages comic book that that ceased its full-time run, but I don't... Wow, it's just a great comic book, and I hope we see more of it. It's Space Battle Lunchtime. This is a $1 edition. A little redundant there, but it's $1. This is from Oni Press, and it's great. Really fabulous stuff. We like this so much better than the other Lunchtime cooking series that's out there. But Space Battle Lunchtime, it's just great. It really is. I'll read you the synopsis because I'm on vacation and the rain and the toucans are distracting me. Space Battle Lunchtime is a hit show broadcast all over the universe. And that's kind of the story within a story. Obviously not a real show, but Space Battle Lunchtime is the story about the show. And it's kind of like it's a cooking competition where monsters and aliens, and somehow or other this Earth girl gets in there. Peony. She gets the chance of a lifetime, plus a $20,000 Solar Buck prize. And for a dollar to see the reprinted first issue, jump on this quickly because it's fun, and there won't be many of these around. It's Space Battle Lunchtime. It's only a dollar. Reprints the first issue, and it's out this week. One of the old school titles that's coming back this week, and I like this, as long as they keep doing a good job with it. And I like this especially more in a second, because of who it's from. It's from Dynamite Entertainment. And heretofore, Dynamite has not really had an all-age title. They've had comic books that skewed younger. However, most of the Dynamite library and their current stable of comic books, they skew older. And that's cool, but they would advertise for all of their comic books in some of the titles that skewed just a little bit younger. So you could never legitimately call any of their comic books an all-ages comic book because of the ads that promoted other Dynamite products. Make sense? I think it does. This week, though, this is the exception. Boom, it's Mighty Mouse. Ah, check it out! And this comic book, this character, seems so antiquated, so weird. I'm like, why would they drudge up something from, well, he was like the 40s, the 50s? I don't even know when he was. He was way before my time. But check out this synopsis, because it makes sense if it's done the correct way, and I think they will do it correct way. What it is, he is trapped in an alien world. He, Mighty Mouse, he's trapped in an alien world where the laws of physics work the way they should. In other words, everything is kind of, it sticks to the ground. Things don't just fly up and other physics things. And it's Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse is trapped on Earth. And he meets a young kid that no one will listen to when he says, hey, there's a mouse who can do super things and is saving lives and stopping crimes and doing other things. Check that out. What a cool premise. It turns it a little bit on its ear, on its mouse ear, if you will. So we're excited about this comic book for that reason. It takes the premise, throws it on its ear a little bit, and it's a fun name. It's got a lot of brand recognition. Even if your kids have never heard of Mighty Mouse, it sounds like something they should know, because it's just simple. And it's going to be great for all ages, and it's fun stuff. How'd you like that? So if you want to email us, I mentioned it once before, but here it is, Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net, on Twitter, at daddymojo, also daddymojo.net, on Facebook. Thank you for listening.